June 26th. The only known cure for fear is faith. William S. Sadler. On a canoe trip with a group of Boy Scouts a couple of years ago, the Scoutmaster and I came upon a small waterfall, which we tried to glide over. However, our weight combined with the weight of our equipment caused the canoe to ride too low in the water, and we got hung up on the rocks. In an attempt to free the craft, I got out and pulled it forward, taking a short step into what I thought was a couple of feet of water. It was more like 12 feet, and in an instant I was over my head. When I surfaced, I swam back to the canoe amid a chorus of laughter from the other paddlers. In life, it is amazing how quickly and how unsuspectingly we can sometimes find ourselves in over our heads. In the twinkling of an eye, we can be caught up in the makings of a tragedy. On the job, in a car, around the home. Faith is often the difference between sinking and swimming. One of the great Bible stories which comes to mind is Peter's attempt to walk on water to meet Jesus. When the wind frightened him, he cried out, "Lord, help me!" And the Lord stretched forth his hand and caught him. What reassurance to know he will do the same for us. When you feel you're about to be swallowed by the waves of adversity, put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Father, replace my fear with belief in your power to handle all difficulties.